This is a piece of advice that we hear all the time. We've got to save more money for retirement. But it's not easy being a saver these days. With interest rates near historic lows, the return on cash and savings accounts is stuck near 1%, maybe even less. And despite expectations that the Federal Reserve will increase interest rates later this year, no matter what you're doing with your money right now, it doesn't seem to grow much. Marilyn Giewax, a senior business editor at NPR, she's with us now to discuss. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Jeremy.
And interest rates have been so low now for so long, since the financial crisis in 2008, you're just not getting much money if you put your money in the bank.
Yeah, that's right. You know, most people hate it. I mean, like, hate it when their savings shrink. So most of us, you know, we'd like to put our money into a government-insured bank and just let it grow quietly. And traditionally, that was a pretty easy thing to do. You took your money to the bank, you earned interest, you slept.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's it, done. But since the Great Recession, the Federal Reserve really has been trying to stimulate economic growth, and they've been doing that by lowering interest rates. These cheap loans are supposed to encourage people to buy homes, businesses to expand, and to a large extent, you know, it worked. The low rates really did help businesses expand. They helped us buy cars, and the economy has revived somewhat.
So we revived the economy, but if you put your money into a savings account during that time, you didn't do very well. And the thing is that some of the other investment possibilities that people may have done, except if you put your money into the stock market, which we should say has gone up a lot since 2009, but otherwise the good old investments, they're just not as good as they used to be.
Well, that's right. You know, the stock market looks scary to people, especially older people who are closer to retirement. So let's say what you feel comfortable with is a one-year insured bank certificate of deposit, the plain old CD. Back in 2006, you would have been getting about 4% interest on that. Mm. And inflation that year was 2.5%. So, you know, do some simple math there. And you see that really your savings were gaining in earning power. You were really coming out a little bit ahead. But then this cutting started and interest rates have gotten down to Great Depression levels. So today, instead of getting that 4%, you're getting about 1%.
But inflation is still extremely low right now.
Well, people say that. I mean, inflation hasn't been that much of a problem. And certainly, for example, gasoline is cheaper this year than last year at this time. But energy prices aren't the whole story. There are a lot of common consumer goods and services that have been going up a lot. So say you wanted to go to a diner for breakfast. But, you know, we've had this bird flu thing and egg prices are through the roof. A lot of states have pushed up minimum wages. So restaurants have had to absorb higher labor costs. They're raising prices about 3% this year. And in fact, all kinds of services are costing more. Haircuts, dry cleaning, rents are up 3.5%. So picture this. You're 65 years old. You got your money in that bank CD. You don't want to take risks in the stock market. You have an apartment. You need a haircut. You want to meet your friends for breakfast. It feels pretty weird because your expenses are going up at least 3%, but your savings stuck at that 1%. It's unnerving.
Well, we will see if things change when the Federal Reserve does what we think that they're going to do pretty soon and starts raising interest rates. Maybe those good old-fashioned CDs and savings accounts will start to look a little bit better. Marilyn Giewax, NPR senior business editor, thank you so much as always.
You're welcome, Jeremy.